AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clear.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. More than 5 inches of rain fell in San Francisco on New Year's Eve. Heavy rain is following extreme drought in parts of the state, bringing intense flooding. Climate scientist Matthew Cappucci on the unusual weather patterns.
This kind of bears resemblance to something we saw last year in Sacramento. They went about 212 days with no rainfall whatsoever during the winter of 2020 to 2021. Then suddenly they had one day, the next day after that streak, with 5.46 inches of rain, their wettest day on record. So literally from famine to feast. And that's just kind of how it is these days.
The big debate in the financial world is if there will be a recession this year.
Michael Gapin, the chief economist at Bank of America, doesn't seem very optimistic.
The risk of recession is high.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Gapin said that's because the economy's rapid recovery from the pandemic led to inflation.
And the Federal Reserve is trying to slow down the economy to bring inflation down. And in the past, more often than not, that's coincided with some sort of recession.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A man attacked three New York City police officers with a machete about 8 blocks from Times Square last night. Investigators are trying to determine if the 19-year-old suspect was inspired by radical Islamic extremism. WCBS reporter Christina Fan has more.
One of the officers under attack fired their service weapon, hitting the suspect in the shoulder. At a press conference overnight, the mayor praised the NYPD's actions.
And we're really pleased by the response and how our officers handled this situation. All three of the officers are in stable conditions, and there are no credible threats to New Yorkers at this time.
The FBI, NYPD, and Joint Terrorism Task Force are now investigating to determine the motive behind the attack.
As the Russian war with Ukraine nears a year, former National Security Advisor Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster said on CBS's Face the Nation, Russian President Vladimir Putin is not in a good position.
He's a man who's always been obsessed, right? Obsessed with restoring Russia to national greatness. And he fancied himself as the new czar presiding over an expanding Russian empire. Well, he's failed utterly, but he's increasingly isolated.
Days after two men were sentenced for plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, she was sworn in for a second term.
I will faithfully discharge, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of governor. The duties of the office of governor, according to the best of my ability. According to the best of my ability.
This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Clear, a faster, easier way through airport security. Try today for 2 months free by visiting clearme.com/CBS22 or use code CBS22.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Get off the endless debt treadmill and start saving money each month. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-208-1312. 800-208-1312.
MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Introducing a six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Right now, you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code SKY. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code SKY. Or call 800-635-1825. That's MyPillow.com, promo code SKY.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 21. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 32. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Overcast tomorrow night, a mixture of precipitation likely, lows level off around 29. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Greetings all, and you are listening to Seth Faces the Music, the show where we encourage your New Year's resolution to be to listen to more Seth Faces the Music. Today, it's songs about New Year's. We look back, we look ahead. It's that time of year when we take stock, but also hope for the future. So join me, won't you, as we face the music together. And that was New Year by the band The Okie Dokie Brothers, who hail from Minneapolis, Minnesota. And that was from their album Winterland, where they kind of take a look at some introspective songs about winter. Well, being from Minnesota, you think about winter a lot. And before that, we opened the show with New Year's Day, that big hit from U2. For our next song, we're going to be playing one of my all-time favorite singing voices, Nat King Cole, the smoothest of the smooth. This song is a little different, though, for him. You might have a preconceived notion of what kind of songs he sang, and we know most of his popular ones, right? Well, this one, which is called Happy New Year, is bitterly ironic. And you'll see what I mean when you start hearing the lyrics and the way that he sings it. Here's Nat King Cole, Happy New Year.
The snow makes teardrops on my window. The wind blows memories through their silly paper hats and blow their stupid little horns. At midnight they will all be singing Auld Lang Syne, but the sad ones sit alone before the fire and sip a glass of lonely wine. I wish you a happy new year, darling. May your new love be bright and fair. I hope he'll do those special things for you that I would do if I were there. I love the days we spent together before the old year lost its shine. I'll keep that memory locked within my heart, that happy new year.
And that was New Year's Eve by the indie rock band The Walkmen from their 2004 album Bow and Arrow. We have to take a break right now, ladies and gentlemen, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to be playing a song by an a cappella group that really exploded on the scene a couple of years ago after winning one of those, I don't know, singing TV shows. I don't watch them, but they're a good group, and you're going to want to stay tuned to hear them next. This is WFHR.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, "That's a surefire hit." Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Tonight the apple falls in time. We'll sing along with Auld Lang Syne and throw confetti high up into space. Tomorrow morning when we wake, this town will be a different place, and the past will wash away like coffee stains. We could be kings of the world, on top of the nation. It's a celebration of the moments to come. The city's on fire, we're holding up lighters, raising them higher, and we've only begun.
Take me all the way, take me all the way, hear me when I say, kiss the back away, like New Year's Day.
since you left, I've been living good. Traveling dirt roads through the woods. Shoes and shirts and my money stay back home. So lost at land and free to roam. Oh, a shack in the back of an old graveyard, not a soul.
From Austin, Texas, that was Parker McCollum with Happy New Year, another bitterly ironic title there. I love his classic country slash Americana sound. I really dig it. And we open the segment with another group from Texas, Pentatonix, with New Year's Day. You know, there's a lot of artists out there, musical artists, that go by just one name. And there's lots of reasons for that. Maybe it's a distinctive name that doesn't really need, you know, their last name to make sense. But the artist I'm going to be playing next actually, I think, was a very good idea that he only went by one name. If you've ever seen what his last name is, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it here. It's Donovan. And here he is from his 1970 album, Open Road, New Year's Resolution.
Do what you've never done before, see what you've never seen
Times I was the one who stopped myself from doing things. So many times I was the one who grounded myself and clipped my wings. So I say, do what you've ever done. Defend now. In your state of grace, all is not as it would seem. Nothing ever remains the same. Change is life's characteristic. Bend and flow. Play the game. Lose your chain. And do what you like. What you've never done before. You must see what you have never seen.
Wonderful times galore. The year's full of jolly days, national holidays. Think of the Easter parade as springtime goes sailing, the summer's regaling our ears with its own serenade. Then the leaves on the trees turn to brown, and the prospect of winter is clear. But don't let that snow get you down, for soon you will know why you felt such a glow on that very first day of the year. See December, the world will remember to celebrate Christmas in style, to decorate festively, eat indigestively, everyone wearing a smile. Oh, there's no fortune teller can say if your troubles will all disappear when you feel pessimistically gray. Spare a thought for the way that you felt on that day. On the very first day of the year. What a year.
The unmistakable voice of Harry Lillis Crosby Jr., a.k.a. Bing, with On the Very First Day of the Year. And that is noteworthy. It came from the very last thing he recorded in the studio, an album called Seasons, about a month before he passed away in 1977. I gotta say, his voice still sounded marvelous. It's true, segment two is now in the past, but when we come back to Seth Faces the Music, we're going to listen to a song by one of the biggest artists on the planet. I have never played one of her records before, but we're going to change that when we come back right after this. This is WFHR.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
There's glitter on the floor after the party. Girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby. Candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. You and me from the night before, but don't read the last page. But I stay. When you're lost and I'm scared and you're turning away, I want your midnights. But I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. You squeeze my hand three times in the back of the taxi. I can tell that it's gonna be a long road. I'll be there if you're the toast of the town, babe. Or if you strike out and you're crawling home, don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes, I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. Please don't ever become a stranger whose laugh I could recognize anywhere. Please don't ever become a stranger whose laugh I could recognize anywhere. There's glitter on the floor after the party, girls carrying the shoes down in the lobby, candle wax and Polaroids on the hardwood floor. Don't read the last page, but I stay. When it's hard or it's wrong or we're making mistakes, I want your midnights, but I'll be cleaning up bottles with you on New Year's Day. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. Hold on to the memories, they will hold on to you. And I will hold on to you. Please don't to the memories ever become a stranger on to you. Laugh. Hold on I to the memories. Recognize anywhere. To you. Please hold on don't to the memories. Ever become a stranger.
Never do it again, no, no, no. So
So go ahead, everybody. Make your New Year's resolution with Otis Redding and Carla Thomas, two of the stable of the Stax Volt record label from those late 60s. Doesn't get any better than that. And before that, we open the segment with Taylor Swift and New Year's Day. Every now and then when I'm selecting songs for Seth Faces the Music, I come across something that's so interesting, so campy and weird that I have to include it, if nothing else, just because it's different. Well, I got a doozy for you this time. From Russia, with their song, New Year's Song, here is the Red Elvises.
Пробили 12, праздничный звон над Москвой. Я поздравляю вас с Новым годом, жуя бутерброды с икрой. Нами паштет, осетрина, и льется рекою вино. Шампанского пить я не стану, и жога внутри от него. Подниму за любовь. Этот бездонный стакан с пивом я подниму за любовь. Куранты пробили 7:40.
Лапчуари, лапчуари.
Гулянью подходит писец.
Лапчуари, лапчуари, вари.
Хозяйка внезапно уснула.
Лапчуари, лапчуари.
Красивым лицом в холоде.
Лапчуари. Этот бездонный стакан с пивом я подниму за любовь. Этот бездонный стакан с пивом я подниму за любовь.
Подниму
подниму за любовь.
Друзья, это был великий стакан. Большим чувством я хочу поднять для нашего дорогого президента Рональда Рейгана.
Now I stand all alone, and my house is not a home without that girl of mine. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love.
And New Year's just ain't New Year's without the one you love. 12 o'clock and all is well, and I was doing oh so swell last year this time. Shopping for presents together, making vows to leave each other never. It was a waste of time. Oh,
Christmas just ain't Christmas without the one you love. New Year's just ain't New Year's without the one you love.
One of the great soul groups from the 1970s, the OJs, with Christmas Ain't Christmas, New Year's Ain't New Year's. Kind of a two-for-one song on that one. That wraps up the first hour of Seth Faces the Music. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Tune in after the news. We'll have another hour of New Year's songs. See you then.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org, brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Facet Wealth.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. There's major flooding in parts of California on this New Year's Day thanks to an intense storm that dropped inches of rain. KOVR TV's Ashley Sharp is in Sacramento.
We've got several